Blog Talk Radio.
San Clemente Punk is proudly part of the Fighting Words Radio Network here on blogtalkradio.com. Right now we have on the Fighting Words Radio Network, we have San Clemente Punk every Monday night from 7 to 9 Eastern Time. Tuesday night is replays of Big Dog Benny Henderson's show, Big Dog Radio. Wednesday night is Sports Night with Tommy G, where Tommy G, Butch, and Don Henderson discuss the goings-on in the world of sports. Thursday night is the best show on the Fighting Word Radio Network, in my opinion anyway, with McGee's Back Room, where Dave McGuigan will take you through just a plethora of different musical stylings and bands, and he does interviews, all kinds of stuff. And it's a really great show, and you kick your own ass if you don't listen to that show. Friday night right now is up in the air. We have a couple people won that night. Saturday night is sports or flagship of Fighting Words Radio Network with Fighting Words, where Butch, Zito, and Ty discuss the goings on in the world of sports. So, or the world of boxing and MMA rather. We are going to start off tonight with, there was a teaser on the Serial Killers is a band that, they were a splatterpunk band. They were long before GWAR. They were out of Philadelphia. The band consisted of Paul Bearer, Tim Omen, Robin Graves, Randy the Rapist, Mayhem, Tony Iommen, Tom Bates, Rick Bremmer, Playboy Danny Hayes, Phil In, Bloody Rich, and Mega Jimmy. Not all at the same time, but those guys were all in the band. They just played last year. They played a show, but they say that they're going to make a big announcement coming up, and I'm thinking there might be a show in March in Philadelphia, and if there is, I'm flying out to see that goddamn thing. I haven't seen those guys in a long, long time. They were from my youth. Anyway, this is the Serial Killers with Love Letters to Jamie Lee Curtis.
You're the five-moving queen. You're the girl of my dreams. Your mom's best scene was in the shower stall. That's the kind of place you are. Gonna come visit on Halloween. I'll give you a call. I'll give you a call because you're the girl of my dreams.
You're cool now.
Okay, that was the Serial Killers. We had Love Letters with Jamie Lee Curtis. Like I said, those guys, they just released a teaser of an announcement, just a huge announcement real soon. You can find those guys at Philadelphia Serial Killers, the only band that splatters on Facebook. Like I said, it is. I'm looking forward to seeing those guys. I'd love to see those guys play again. Again, on their Facebook page, it is Philadelphia Serial Killers, the only band that splatters. Do yourself a favor and look into those guys. They are a really, really good band. A band that will be hitting the road here shortly is Portland's own Rum Rebellion. Dave Noyes and the boys will be making not a huge tour, but it'll be a nice tour through the Midwest and the West Coast. We have them here, actually. Actually, it's not even the West Coast. It's California. It's the West Coast. It's not the Midwest, rather. I'm sorry. We have them here on Valentine's Day at Caffeineo Coffee House in Salt Lake City at 3300 South, 300 West. $7 show. On the bill will be, Rum Rebellion will be headlining. We have the Clitorinas, Salt Lake Spitfires, Sturgeon General, and Never Say Never. So it's a five-band show for $7. Can't go wrong there. This, though, is Rum Rebellion with Burn It Down.
What you gonna do when your life is a crime? When the lights are flashing red and blue, when you hear the silence call, then they're coming for you. Cops are chasing me down the alley of town. No one cares if they gotta get away. Burn it to the ground. Cops are chasing me down the alley of the street, a lot down. No one wants if they gotta get away. Burn it to the ground. Burn it to the ground.
Okay, That was Rum Rebellion with Burn to the Ground. Sorry, guys, I was actually talking and didn't realize I had the mic off again. The Angry Samoans are a punk rock band that started out in 1978. Mike Saunders started the band with Bonzi Black and Greg Turner. Although Mike Saunders is commonly called Metal Mike Saunders because he claims that he started the whole heavy metal name when he wrote for Cream in the late 70s. So we will get into that. They are still around. They're still on Facebook. You can find them there. This is Angry Samoans with I'm in Love with Your Mom. Okay, that was the Angry Samoans with I'm in Love with Your Mom. Like I said, those guys are still around. They're still running around making horrible music that I happen to like. Mike Saunders, Metal Mike, is really the only original member left. So we're going to move on to the Zero Boys. The Zero Boys were around. They actually were part a very, very large part of the scene at CBGBs and such. They were a band out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Paul Mahern was the leader of the band. But they played quite a bit of CBGBs. They were around from 79 to 85, and I actually caught them there at CBGBs in, I think, like 83, 84. I'm dating myself. I just don't give a shit. But they've been off and on, back and forth. They came back in 88 for a little while, till about 93, and then 2006 to just last year. They played a couple one-offs last year, And Paul Mayhem went on to form the Torah Seeds. He's also a well sought after producer in Indiana, and he actually owns Affirmation Records. But anyway, this is Zero Boys with one we should all know. This is Civilization's Dying. They've played some one-offs, although it would be good to see those guys again. They're getting up there in age. Belfast, Northern Ireland gave us Stiff Little Fingers, a band that actually took their name from a song from, God damn it, now I can't remember. And I should. The Vibrators, rather. Anyway, they started out with, they kicked around a couple names, The Fast, they called themselves for a while, but then settled on Stiff Little Fingers after The Vibrators, same song. I may have some Vibrators on here, too. Anyway, the band started out with, they started out as Highway Star, which was named after a Deep Purple song, doing covers. Jake Burns started the band out with Al McMorty and Bruce Foxton. Anyway, this is Stiff Little Fingers with, it's a tough one because I like both these songs, Suspect Device.
Down.
Okay, that was Stiff Little Fingers with Suspect Device. The Skiffs were a band, actually Dave McGurgan's band. Dave drummed for him. He's actually in Nomads Okay right now as well. Another very good punk band out of Wilmington, Delaware. And I grew up around Dave, and I actually played wiffle ball with Dave in a wiffle ball league. I know, it's kind of stupid. Anyway, the Skiffs were, Rich Michael was the lead singer for the Skiffs. And the Skiffs have done some one-off shows here and there. They were a very, very good band, at least I thought, very good band. And they were a very incestuous band. There was when I say that, what I mean is that, you know, there were members from different bands that formed, went away. You know, that all punk scenes were like that. You may have a drummer. Dave was in several different bands at once. You may have a drummer who's in 10 different bands, a bassist who's in several different, but not as many as certainly as the drummer. Anyway, this is the Skiffs, which, you know, they were a horror punk band out of Wilmington, Delaware, with what song do I have queued up here? Gravedigger song.
Well, you know, I'm a copycat. I ain't no pretty bear, but I really think what I do, 'cause what I do is big. My thing, my two, my two.
Second favorite band of all time, Articles of Faith, Vic Bondi's band out of Chicago. My favorite band actually is the Peggin' Babies out of Philadelphia. But anyway, Articles of Faith were a band that I really didn't recognize how great they were until later on in life. I knew they were really good. I really liked them a lot. But I really, really liked them after they had broken up. unfortunately. I never got to see these guys live, which sucks. Article of Faith was around from 81 to 85, and they're one of the bands that was a contemporary of Ian MacKaye's delving into the emotional hardcore with, you know, Embrace and, you know, Fugazi eventually, that kind of stuff, Egg Hunt, all that stuff. They actually caught a lot of shit in Chicago because they were such good friends with the whole Washington scene, you know, Faith and Void and all that stuff, State of Alert, which was Henry Garfield's band, who then became Henry Rollins. He went on, after SOA broke up, he went on to Black Flag. Articles of Faith was one of those bands that Vic Bondi started off first off, and I interviewed Vic Bondi a while back. I need to get him back on the show because I really enjoyed interviewing him. And Vic is a very accomplished gentleman in of his own, in his own, you know, life. He went on to form Alloy and Jonesberry, then came back with Articles of Faith. He's got a new band that I need to want to make sure that he wants me to announce. I'm not sure if he does. He was prominently featured in American Hardcore. And one of the things that he said, the quote that I really like in American Hardcore was, you know, if you were looking for rebellion and change in the 80s, you had to look at hardcore. Because, you know, that was a lot of it. He was a managing editor for Encarta, Microsoft's Encarta. He taught at as a history instructor at University of Massachusetts Amherst. So, you know, he's a very accomplished gentleman. This is my favorite song by Articles of Faith. This is Cambridge. Okay, that was Vic Bondi's band Article of Faith with Cambridge. We're going to move on now to the Breaks. The Breaks started out in 2001, actually in 99 under I Decline, but then they became the Breaks in 2001. Joey and Jason LaRocca started the band with Matthew Stolarz. He was called the Duck. And then Chris Arredondo, or Chris X, formed the band. Right now, though, the band is Jason LaRocca, Joey LaRocca, Chris Arredondo, and Alex Patterson on bass, taking Matthew's spot. They toured quite a bit. They were actually on the Warped Tour in 2002, 2004, and 2007, and 2008, and then broke up for a little bit. They say they were on hiatus. In 2012, they released Panic, although they haven't done much since then. They keep promising an album, but it's yet to actually appear. They did release Panic, a video for Panic, in May. So it's been almost a year. It's been over a year since they released that, May of 2012 when they released that. So we haven't heard or seen anything from them. They keep saying they're going to tour. They played some one-off shows here and there. No real tours, though. This is The Breaks, though, with Seriously, How Old Are You?
I can't get my head on straight. I can't get my head on straight. You would think by now I would have my shit together.
I can't get my head on straight. So I can't get my head on straight. You would think by now I would have my shit together much better than
Ponza, who's the drummer now for Youth of Today. He's also the owner of Pure Apparel, which is a vegan-based apparel company, basically. Check those guys out, Pure Apparel. You can find him online on Facebook. But Vinny was in a band. Vinny's first love is punk rock. Vinny's was in a band called Trusty. When I interviewed Vinny, God, it's been a year or so ago, I played Bitter by Trusty, which is the first time it had ever been heard by anyone outside of a few people. We're going to play two songs, actually. We're going to play Youth of Today, but we're going to play Trusty with Bitter. This is, well, like I said, Trusty with Bitter. Okay, that was Trusty with Bitter, and this is his new band, Youth of Today, with an old song. He plays drums on when they play this song now, but this is Break Down the Walls.
Burn away.
Okay. That was Youth of Today with Break Down the Walls. Like I said, that is, Porcel and Ray are, you know, the leaders of that band, but and their bassists have been off and on, but Benny is the new drummer. Anyway, well, he's been a drummer for a while. Stellar Corpse is on, if you go on Corpitus, it's Corpitus. Yeah, Corpitus.com. Corpitus.com is kind of a clearinghouse for a lot of small labels. Chapter 11 is a label that I had gotten in touch with and had the owner of Chapter 11 on. He's got Bobby Hollywood and the Quitters, Custom Fit, the Randoms, Roadside Bombs, a very, very good band. Staggering Fall, another great band. But he also has Stellar Corpses, who are starting to make a big splash in the kind of horror punk scene. Rockabilly, horrorbilly type stuff. Although I consider them more of just a punk band. This is Stellar Corpses with Evil Dead. Chapter 11 record label, and you can find Chapter 11 a lot, like Longshot, who just sent me a ton of Oi music that I have to, you know, and I tried really hard to find a bad album on Longshot, and I can't find it. Anyway, We are going to be interviewing the owner of Longshot in the next few shows. Next week we have Ev Gold. I'm really excited to have Ev back on because Ev rambles, and some of the stories that come out when he rambles are just awesome. We have Ev Gold from Cinema Cinema joining us again. Really, really great guy. Anyway, we are going to move on now to Quicksand. Quicksand, of course, Walter Schreifel started Quicksand. He had been in Youth of Today. He had been in Gorilla Biscuits. He went on to join and form rival schools, and he does his own stuff with Walter Schreifel. This, though, is Quicksand with Head to Wall. Returning guests. So we're going to play some Cinema Cinema. This is Cinema Cinema with Lady Abortion.
Yeah.
Cinema Cinema with Lady Abortion. We are going to Simone Robb is a very, very well-known musician, guitarist out of Cleveland, Ohio. I heard of Simone Robb, but I really became acquainted with him when I interviewed Trevor Moment from American Werewolves, who's the lead singer. Simone Robb was the guitarist of American Werewolves at the time. He also had a couple bands, Crowd Deterrent, which is a hardcore, Cleveland hardcore band, which is just will blow you away. And he started getting really serious about Race Riot 59. So I'm going to play three songs. The first one's going to be from American Werewolves, which will be Kings of the Cleveland Street. Then I'm going to play some Crowd Deterrent. Then I'm going to play Race Riot 59, one of their new songs, Police Threat. And these guys, Race Riot 59, I really highly suggest you guys check these guys out. They have a Facebook page. Crowd Deterrent has a Facebook page. American Werewolves has a Facebook page. So through social networking, you need to check into these guys. Race Riot 59 is making some of the best street punk I've heard in a very, very long time. Very politically charged, very in-your-face, just smash you in the mouth with a brick kind of stuff. This, though, we're going to start off with American Werewolves. This is American Werewolves with... American Werewolves, the band he used to be a part of. American Werewolves is still around, still hitting the road. They just played Tsunami Fest last year. This is his other band. This is his hardcore outfit called Crowd Deterrent. You can check those guys out. Like I said, they have a Facebook page. This is Crowd Deterrent. What do I have on here? on a crowd the term was throwing the towel.
My life says itself, fucking empty to turn around. I count the days, I count the years, I seem to figure this shit out. Why even try? Why even waste my fucking time? Why even try? Why waste my time? Why waste my time?
Why fight
for days that will never come?
Why fight
when you can't fucking win?
Why fight
for anyone but yourself?
Why fight?
For days that will never come.
Why fight
when you can't fucking win?
Why fight
for anyone but yourself?
Why fight? Why fight? Why fight? Why fight? My everything. My everything is not enough. My everything. My everything is not enough. My everything. My everything is not enough. My everything. My everything is not enough.
Term with throwing the towel. This is Race Riot 59. They will be releasing a new album on Warbird Entertainment record label. Crowd the Turn and Race Riot 59 are both on the Warbird Entertainment record label. They sent me the first three songs off the new release. It's going to be an EP. Punk Skins Hardcore Kids is one of them. Smash Nazis is another, and this song, Police Threat, which if you go on their page, if you go on the Race Riot 59 page, you can see the video for this. Really impressed with what these guys are doing right now. This is Simone Rob's band, Race Riot 59 with Police Threat. Race Riot 59 with Police Threat. And like I said, I'm really impressed with those guys and what they're doing. The Wheel Kills were around for quite a while. Nike actually happens to be a very good friend of mine. He's a drummer. He's actually drumming for the Chrome Bumps right now. But the Wheel Kills, their last album, was a very good album, but unfortunately, the guitarist moved to Las Vegas, and the band had to break up. This is the Wilk. Actually, they played. Was it last year's? I think it was last year's Zookeep. I'm pretty sure that was their last show. Anyway, this is the Wilk Kills. You know what? I'm looking too far down. I'm looking at the W's. I should be looking at the T's. This is the Wilk Kills with Malcontent. Trouble. They went out with the Casualties and ran into a, I don't know how to describe it other than just universal bad luck. Their tire blew, which they put the new tire on, and that thing started leaking, and then that blew and actually took out the the filler port and the pipe down into the gas tank. Which really sucked because we didn't get to see them. When they went out with the Casualties, they were touring down to Punk Rock Bowling. Last year's Punk Rock Bowling with the Casualties. But they really put out some great music. They're working on some new stuff right now. Dave Affair, I need to get him back on because he was a great interview as well. This, though, is Violent Affair with Call to Arms. And it won't play. Okay. Then this is Violent Affair with Stronger Than Before.
We'll be right back. refuse to die.
Okay, that was Violent Affair. It was Stronger Than Before. I'm going to play two from these guys, actually, because I really enjoy Violent Affair. I think they're a great band. This is Violent Affair with Destroy Society. Toxic Holocaust is hitting the road in support of their new album, Chemistry of Consciousness. They'll be here in Salt Lake on the 7th of February. They're starting out January 22nd, so in a couple weeks, in Seattle, Washington, Studio 7. Then they hit Vancouver, B.C. Then they go down to Portland, then Oakland, Los Angeles, Santa Ana, Tempe, Albuquerque, El Paso, Austin, all over the place, but they are here, like I said, February 7th in Salt Lake City at the Sugar Space, which is 616 Wilmington Avenue, which is about 600 East 2190 South. So if you're in the area, anywhere from, are they in Boise? No, they don't go to Boise. So we may pull some people from Boise. And they don't go to Vegas either. Okay. Anyway, this is Toxic Holocaust with the title track of Chemistry of Consciousness with Chemistry of Consciousness.
Down, never back, and evil's about. Take this back, and take this down.
was Total Chaos with Lives Are Squandered. And they are still running around. This is Minor Threat with my favorite song by far by Minor Threat. And when we – Jeff Nelson was one of my first interviews, actually my second interview ever on San Clemente Punk. Anthony Edge of Combat Crisis was my first. Anyway, Jeff told the story of this song, Salad Days, saying that Ian didn't even want to make the song, that he only agreed to make it after they had broken up, just if they wouldn't release it. Well, they released it on the compilation of all of their albums, the Out of Step compilations, or the Minor Threat, which was, you know, all of their songs, basically. This is Salad Days. That was Minor Threat with Salad Days. This is State of Alert with, no, this is Static Assault with track 2. We'll be right back.
destruction is a form of creation, so the fact that they burn the money is ironic. They just want to see what happens when they tear the world apart. They want to change things.
Okay. That was all Static Thought's last album that went unreleased, although they released on their own. So it was kind of released. Stabbing Back, Under the Black Flag. Love this song. The video is outstanding. Timmy D, who used to be in the Lillingtons, Tim is actually the drummer of the band, just announced he was getting married to his girlfriend, Lori, and congratulations to both of them. Wish you the best. This is Stabbed and Back with Under the Black Flag.
Thank you.
Okay, that was 8X9 with Violent Times. Time for a few more songs. Here's a song I haven't played in a very long time. Guns on the Run were a very good band. Tommy Guns actually took fourth a couple of seasons ago on Hell's Kitchen. He was Tommy on Hell's Kitchen. Very, very accomplished chef, very good chef. This is Guns on the Run with my favorite song by these guys. This is For the Fallen.
Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war is actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear? Or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take. But as for me, give me liberty. Or give me death.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Guns on the Run, who were actually on the Warbird Entertainment record label for a long time, but then they broke up hiatus. I just know they're not in the same cities or even states anymore. The Mob were a band that formed in Yeovil, Somerset, England in 1979. They were around from 79 to 83. They reformed in 2011 and have been playing several shows since, although not really any tours. The band consists of Mark Wilson, Curtis Yule, and Graham Fallow. Joseph Porta was part of the band for a little while. But, you know, they first started, their first single was Crying Again in Youth. And then the song I'm going to play, Witch Hunt, was from 1980. I actually played this after the whole thing with the Casualties came out, because I think it's funny that that everyone's just believing everything, and I just think it's funny. Anyway, this is The Mob with Witch Hunt. Viva la Revolution.
Viva!
Guys, we got time for about one more song. Before we go, though, thanks for listening to San Clemente Punk, proudly part of the Fighting Words Radio Network here on blogtalkradio.com. If you'd like to contact me, you can find me on Facebook, San Clemente Punk, or you can email me. If you have a band that you want me to play, I will play. Anybody who wants to send me music, I will play, as long as it's not any kind of racial or hate-filled music. Anyway, San Clemente Punk is proudly part of the Fighting Words Radio Network here on blogtalkradio.com. All shows on the Fighting Words Radio Network are dedicated to the memory of my brother, Robert Anthony Carroll, who was murdered June 18th of 2011. Bob, we miss you dearly. He was the creator and founder of Fighting Words Radio Network, and we miss him every day. This is, to finish off tonight, D.I., with Youth in Asia. Thanks for listening, guys, and we will see you next Monday when we have Ev Gold from Cinema Cinema as our guest.